理课堂听 class.com。
16. Old Potter's Friends. Summer had come. For several months there would be no school. Tom discovered that the days were too long. He did not have enough to do. He decided to make a record of everything that happened. But nothing happened during 3 days. Becky had gone away. During the summer, she was living in another town with her father and her mother. The thought of the fearful killing in the graveyard was always in Tom's mind. Tom was ill. For 2 weeks, Tom remained in bed without knowing what was happening in the village. A judge was coming to listen to the story of the killing in the graveyard. He would decide what to do about Potter. Every person in the village talked of this. Tom could not escape from it. He took Huck to a lonely place. He wanted to be sure that Huck had not told the story. "Never a word? Why do you ask?"
"I was afraid."
They made an agreement, as before, signed in blood. As night came, they were near the little jail. They went to the window and gave Potter some tobacco. They had done this before. Potter said,
"You have been good to me, boys, better than the others in this town, and I won't forget. I won't. But, boys, I did a fearful thing. I was drunk. Now I must hang for it, and that is right. I won't make you feel sad. You have been my friends."
Tom went home feeling very, very sad. During the next 2 days, he went to the town meeting house. The judge was there, listening to the story of the killing. The news was always bad. At the end of the second day, people said that Joe's story never changed. There was no doubt what the judge would decide. All the people in the village went to the meeting house the next morning. Potter, who appeared to have no hope, was brought in. All eyes were turned to him. And Indian Joe was there too. Then the judge arrived. Now, a man was asked that he had found Potter washing his hands in a stream. It was very early on the morning after the killing. Another man told about finding the knife near the doctor's body. Then a second man spoke about the knife. He knew that it belonged to Potter. A man who had studied law sat beside Potter. He was there to help Potter, but he asked no questions as these men told their stories. More men told their stories, and the man besides Potter asked them no questions. After a while, all the stories against Potter had been told. Then the man beside Potter stood up. He spoke to the judge.
Your Honor, we wish to ask Thomas Sawyer some questions.
Every eye was watching Tom. He stood up and walked forward.
Thomas Sawyer, where were you on the night of the killing at about the hour of 12?
In the graveyard. A cold smile appeared on Joe's face. Then it was gone.
Were you near Haas's grave?
Yes.
Could you be seen?
No, I was behind the trees at the edge of the grave.
Was another person with you?
Yes, I went there with... That's enough. We will call him when we need him.
Did you carry something there?
Only a dead cat.
Now, my boy, tell us everything that happened. Tell it as you wish, but tell it all and do not be afraid.
Tom began slowly. Then his words came more and more easily. Now he came to the end. And as the doctor hit Potter with the board and Potter fell, Joe jumped with the knife and... Joe jumped toward a window, striking all who tried to hold him. In a moment he was gone. Tom was famous once again. Tom's days were days of joy, but his nights were filled with fear. Joe was in all his dreams. Joe had not been found.